This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
And welcome back to the last 25 minutes of class here on Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, Jim Stanley, our visiting professor. Jim, you're doing an excellent job, as usual.
Well, thank you, sir. You're very kind. I was going to say, you haven't had to make us repeat it, so you get more respect, evidently, than Tim does.
You mean in terms of Learning University?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, you just call for it.
You guys have been right on it.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. All right. Well, let's. We're coming down to the end of our session with our students. Let's get back to the phones, Jim.
All right.
Who we got?
We're going to talk to Andrew calling from Alabama. Andrew, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, professors.
Good morning. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Andrew?
I'm going to go for both.
All right, which question would you like to answer?
I'm going to go with your question, Ed, about Matthew.
All right, here's the question. Matthew's occupation before becoming an apostle was as a what?
He was a tax collector.
He was a tax collector.
Nice job.
Good job. Andrew,
the question
excellent.
Is, did he ever have to face government furlough?
You know, I mean, well, his position was not non-essential.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So, tax collectors generally are the last to go when the government's shutting down. So, all right, Andrew, what's your question for us?
All right, I'm going to sing part of a song, and then I want the name of the song, the movie it's from, and who's singing it in the movie.
You're a brave man, Andrew. When you said earlier you wanted to do both, I didn't know if you said, I want to go for broke. No, I think that's what you're going to do here. Go right ahead.
So you're going to sing a song and you want to know, say what now?
The name of the song,
okay.
The movie it's from, and who's singing it in the movie.
And then if it was a 45 or a 33.
Right. And I believe the answer is Andrew from Alabama.
All right, Andrew, go right ahead.
All right,
because I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad. My father gave me no such week and told me I was bad.
Okay, that is from. Now we're going to talk amongst ourselves here. Okay, this is from
Mary Poppins.
This is from Mary
or
Poppins.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh, no, I think it's from Mary Poppins. Okay. Dum da 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 dum da da da.
Yes, that's it. That's right.
Okay, so. Who was singing that? Was that Dick
Nancy
Van Dyke?
Nancy Pelosi was one of the original singers.
No, she was. I saw her flying in The Wizard of Oz. Was it the?
No, easy, the little... easy. Okay, now who did you say Dick Van Dyke?
Was it Dick Van Dyke singing that?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, and.
And who? What else did you want to know? What label? I say Decca Records.
Right. What was the other thing you wanted? Are we right so far? Was it Mary Poppins and Dick Van Dyke singing it? Andrew?
Mary Poppins and was the movie.
And Dick Van Dyke was singing it?
Right. His character was Bert.
Okay. Yeah, Bert. And so what else did you want us to try to answer?
The name of the song.
Oh.
I have no clue.
Is it,
The Flight of the Bumblebee.
No, I don't remember. I don't remember. And Andrew, this is coming from a grandfather who's had to watch Mary Poppins about 40 million times. I just can't remember the name of the song. So we got two out of three. What was the name of the song, Andrew?
The most famous one in there, Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh, okay.
Well,
all
yeah.
Right.
That
I
is.
Actually saw an interview with Julie Andrews who said she could say it backwards, and she did it. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
She did it in the movie.
Oh, she said it in the movie, too?
It's pretty impressive.
Well,
and being able to fly around using an umbrella is pretty impressive,
yes,
too.
Yes, I'll tell you what.
Hey, thanks, Andrew. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, but she didn't have Sally Fields beat because Sally Fields was just able
to fly.
Yeah, she was able to fly around with her hat.
I was looking.
Sister Batrill.
I was looking for questions for, you know, for the thing. That show was based off of a real flying nun, not a, a one that was skinny, who her habit caused the gust of wind, but she was a pilot. She was a nun who was a pilot. They called her the Flying Nun.
Nice.
And then they kind of spun all that around to come up with that TV thing. But it was too hard to make that into a question. So
I know that's true. Sometimes I'll have these. And I go, this is a great question, but it's going to take 5 minutes to ask it.
Yeah.
And you know Tim's going to hammer
right.
us if you're trying to ask it. All right, let's go back to the phones.
We're going to talk to Eric calling from Arkansas. Eric, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, professors. Hey, this is my first time trying to call in, so I'm glad it didn't take me 7 years to finally get through.
Well done.
That's right, Eric. That's where they got that phrase, the seven-year itch. It's people that are sitting there scratching while they're on the phone for 7 years. Got them on hold listening to that elevator music. Hey, ask, answer, or do both.
I'm just going to answer the Indianapolis. Is it the Brickyard?
Here's the question. What is the Indianapolis Motor Speedway's nickname, Eric?
The Brickyard.
Is that right?
I did not know that.
And they, why?
There's a little patch of brick right there, and I think they get out of their cars and kiss, get on their hands and knees and kiss the brick.
If they win.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
But there's a little patch
of
cobblestone, like brick, right there in the actual thing, and they gave it that nickname in 1909.
Huh.
I scribbled down a little backstory there.
Wow.
Hey, way to go, Eric.
I think it's right there at the start and finish line, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right
start,
where they cross it.
Start and finish line.
It's on the track?
Yeah, it's on the track.
Huh.
So you know how when you're getting a little bit sleepy and you're driving and you get da-da-da-da-da, well, they get a little bit of that at least every one time around. They get a little.
Can you imagine hitting that 500 times?
Yikes. Hey, Eric, you have a question for us?
No, that was all I had. But hey, I'm glad y'all didn't have to play that Mississippi cowbell for me.
Oh wow! Look at that.
Hey, look, equal time, Eric.
From Arkansas.
Eric, if you want to do a suey, we're going to give you the mic. If you want to just let out a big yell for your team.
Woo! Big suey, Razorback.
That's what I'm talking about. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for listening to AFR. Have a great weekend.
Hey, let's go ahead and just do our questions one last time here for Trivia Friday. Jim, why don't you start us off?
Okay, who's the NFL's all-time leading rusher? And which animal has the longest tongue relative to its total size?
That's a little bit tricky. All right, the only thing I have left is in 1966, teenage actor Kurt Russell signed a 10-year contract to star in Disney movies. Can you name two of them? These three have already been answered correctly. The one and only genuine original family band, The Computer Wore Tennis Shoes, and Now You See Him, Now You Don't.
Here's what I've got. What comic strip features Billy, Dolly, Jeffy, and PJ? What comic strip features Billy, Dolly, Jeffy, and PJ? And I'll quickly add one. What did Dennis the Menace commonly carry in his back pocket?
I remember. Oh, I got that.
What did Dennis the Menace commonly carry in his back pocket?
Good, great questions.
Nice.
All right,
done.
Let's go back to the phone, Jim.
Dale from Mississippi, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
Doing well.
Doing well, I think. Dale, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both. I'd like to answer the football question.
Okay. Who's the NFL's all-time leading rusher?
I do believe it's Emmitt Smith.
It is Emmitt Smith.
Nicely done. Yeah. Way to go, buddy.
More than Walter Payton?
Yes, sir.
Wow, and I did not know that.
For a bonus, how many yards?
It's way up there, but I know he's all-time leading rushing touchdowns also.
All right.
I did not know that.
18,335 yards.
Wow.
I knew it was just for the community, but I know he's an NFL leading rushing touchdown person too.
Wow. All right.
That's
good
incredible.
Well done. Smith.
Yeah. You got a question for us, Dale?
Yeah. Let's go back in time to the Beatles. Early in their career, as soon as they were just hitting big, two of the Beatles were already married. I'm going to ask you guys to name the two Beatles that were married and their wives' names.
Okay. Here's a Beatles question.
Beatles.
So two that were married.
I have no idea on this, unless you guys can pull this out.
No, I'm out.
The older of the ones was the drummer. So I'm just going to guess and say he was one of the ones.
Ringo Starr?
Ringo, yeah, married. But who knows what their names.
Yeah, I just have I have no idea.
Nope.
Yeah,
hey, you stumped the panel,
yeah,
Dale.
Good trivia.
What's the answer?
I got Ed, man. I can't believe it. So yeah, you're right about Ringo. Ringo was one, and John Lennon was the other. Ringo was married to a lady named Maureen, and they had already had children at the time. And then John Lennon was married to a lady named Cynthia, who was the mother of Julian Lennon.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Wow. And then he went ahead and married Ono. What was
Yoko Ono?
Yoko Ono. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Dale. Good trivia. Thanks for listening to AFR.
Let's talk to Jack calling from Kansas. Jack, welcome to Trivia Friday. Go ahead and turn your radio all the way down for us, Jack, and Jack, and you can talk to us directly.
Thank you, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey, doing great. Jack, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to ask today.
All right, go ahead.
I got a two-part question, movie trivia question. Movies that start with the letter H. If you can answer both parts, I'd like to buy 5 T-shirts that you can give away next month to
How nice.
Wow, that's excellent.
That's
okay.
Very kind.
So we need to remember to give 5.
But he says if we do it
we got to get the question right.
I say, okay. I couldn't make out what he's saying. All right, go ahead with the questions then, Jack.
It's a two-part question. Movies that start with the letter H. Name 3 Clint Eastwood movies that start with the letter H.
Is Hondo... One, guys, no, we're just
no,
talking
that's
among
John,
ourselves.
That's John Wayne.
That was John Wayne.
All right, one of them's Hang 'em High.
Hang 'em High. Hang 'em Low.
That just has an H in it, or does it have to start with an H?
Starts with an H.
Starts with an H.
Okay, so
and this
well,
is Clint
I'm guessing it wasn't Halloween. Let me just scratch that out.
All right, so
Hang 'em High.
So can't use Dirty Harry
High Noon?
Because...
Is there something?
No, that's not. He wasn't in High Noon.
What was the Dirty Harry? What were those movies
Well, but
called?
That doesn't start with... wait a second. Did someone
Dirty
start?
Harry's? But
well, one
that
was Dirty
his
Harry.
Character, but it may have, the title may have.
Let's see. They shoot horses.
Oh,
yeah.
Western. One of them was a military movie. That helps.
That's the one where he was in the a Korean War veteran. What was that? He was the.
Man. You know what? I think Tom's going to get us, Jack.
Oh, man, this is going to kill me. He was the Marine who came in to train the troops, I think.
Tom may get us, but Ed's not.
I know. I hate to give up. Hey, Jack, this is a great question. I just I cannot remember. I want to say Hamburger Hill. That was a Gregory Peck movie.
Oh,
come on. We got
to
pull this
it's
one.
It's coming to Jim.
Heartbreak
Ridge. Okay, and
Hang 'em High, and the other one was
Heartbreak Ridge, Hang 'em High, and
I can't
yeah,
remember.
You got us,
you
Jack.
Got us, Jack.
Go ahead.
What's the other one?
I think of Kansas.
What now?
Kansas.
Think of
Plains.
Kansas.
Plains, Kansas. High Plains.
Oh, High Plains Drifter.
There you go.
Okay.
And,
wow.
And what's the second part of your question?
Second part is 3 John Wayne movies that start with the letter H.
Well, Hondo.
Hondo.
Hondo's one of them. He was in so many movies.
You know, I don't think we're going to get it.
No, I don't.
The other one was Civil War. There's another one about the Civil War. He was a commander.
Go
ahead and give them to
many,
us,
too many
Jack.
Moving parts. Great questions, but
yes.
Just too much. So,
what are the ones with John Wayne?
Horse Soldiers,
okay.
Hondo. And the best was, I say the best for last, Hitari.
Hitari. I remember that. That
yeah.
was That's a straight kind of an odd movie.
That's a
for
great
John
video
Wayne, but
game,
it was
too. Hey, Jack, thanks for listening.
I'm in Africa.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you, gentlemen. You do the same.
All
please.
Right, God bless.
All right, those are good questions. And if I was sitting down with a pen and paper, maybe we could pull
and
those
out. You
know,
his money was pretty safe there. He could have said he'll buy all of our listeners a new car.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
Because he said when we had to get it all right.
Right.
And it was a two-part question again.
Exactly.
It brings up, do you know who you're talking to here?
We're slow, Jack. That was that was your saving grace there. But thanks for the offer.
All right. Here we go. We're going to talk to Kenneth calling from Mississippi. Kenneth, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for having us on.
We're blessed, Kenneth. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, they got the questions already new, but I'm going to try the Dennis Menace.
Okay, Kenneth, here's the question. What did Dennis the Menace commonly carry in his back pocket?
Was it a slingshot?
Yes, sir.
It was indeed.
Slingshot. You got it. Hey, what's your question for us?
How does a fig ripen?
How does a fig ripen? It dries.
How does the fruit get dropped?
Oh, how does it get dropped? From the tree, you mean?
How does it get ripened?
I'm not
following.
Sunshine, because it, and sunshine, and I don't know. I mean, because you just go and pick it and let it dry some, and you eat it.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah,
we
I think we're
the
missing,
question.
Missing
kind of put it in, question. Put it with some jelly, and you make some great preserves.
Yeah.
What's the answer, Kenneth?
There's actually a little fly called a wasp that lays an egg in the fig, and when the egg hatches, the fruit ripens.
Really? Wow.
Yep. I'm going to lay off those fig preserves for a while.
Reason number two why I don't eat figs now. First one was I don't like the way they taste. Second is that they ripen because of a wasp egg.
Wasp egg. All right.
That is interesting.
That is very interesting, Kenneth. And it also shows that you have to have a designer for that to work. Otherwise, these things wouldn't ripen.
Well, and Kenneth, you know, these little mysteries of things that you don't know, that's why we have this show. Just like when I heard the thing about why is turtle wax so expensive. Those of you that, you know, like to keep your cars clean, it's because turtles' ears are so small. Kenneth, have a good weekend.
All right, thanks, Kenneth. God bless. Let's talk to Daniel calling from Kansas. Daniel, good morning and welcome to Exploring. Nope. I passed Bert in the hall during the break, and I told him I've been concentrating on not saying Fire Away Friday on Exploring the Word. And I was that close.
You were
Daniel, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello. Yes.
Would you like to ask, answer, or do both?
Oh, I'd like to do both, please.
All right. Which question would you like to answer?
The one about the length of a tongue relative to the size.
All right, here we go. What animal has the longest tongue relative to its total size?
I'm gonna say that would be the anteater.
No, sir. That's a great guess,
great
though.
Great guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Daniel, do you have a question for us?
I do. It's a Catholic question, so I don't know how you guys are going to do on this. But anyway, so the first pope is St. Peter. And I've got a couple hints for you, too. The second pope, can you name the second pope? What was his name?
Second Peter.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's pretty, well, that was
like
pretty
that?
That was pretty quick, though.
Some pontiff humor, Jim.
Pontiff.
Well played. All right, let's see. The second pope. What's your hint for us?
Well, my hint is St. Paul probably refers to him when he writes from Rome to Timothy, 2 Timothy 4:21. Now, don't Google it.
No.
Yeah, no.
Barnabas?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a good one. You guys have a...
No.
Hey, Daniel, we don't... You got us. You stumped us.
Well, one more hint. It's a character in Charles Schulz's comic strip also.
Not
one of
Barnabas.
The characters in
Not
Charles
Linus.
Schultz's.
Not Pigpen.
It's Linus.
Linus.
It's
Linus? That was the second pope? Okay.
Oh, that's 67 good.
67 to 76.
And that name appears in the New Testament?
Well, in 2 Timothy, he writes from Rome to Timothy. He says, "Ebulus, quote, Ebulus and Pudens and Linus and Claudia and all the brethren salute thee," unquote.
Okay.
And it's probable that he was referring to that was the second.
That's very interesting.
Okay. Interesting.
Hey,
very
thank good. You, Daniel. God bless you. Thank you for listening to AFR. Have a wonderful weekend.
Guys, right. You want to try one more?
Oh, yeah.
Gary from Mississippi, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, I want to answer that question about the longest tongue.
All right. Which animal has the longest tongue relative to its total size?
The two-lipped nectar bat.
No.
The what? The two-lipped what?
Tube-lipped nectar bat.
Oh, okay.
That's interesting. That's guess. I've never heard of that, but that's a good guess.
Yeah, the nectar bat's probably better than the bat. Vampire bat.
Hey, I heard a thing this week where a woman felt like that her gift was to keep the preacher straight. And, you know, she was always critical, hypercritical. So after one service, she approached him with a pair of scissors in her hand. And she said, "Pastor, I hate your tie. I just can't stand your ties." She said, "Stick it out here. I'm going to cut it off." He said, "Lady, I will if you'll stick your tongue out."
All right, Gary, did you have a question for us?
No. His tongue, it's 1.5 size longer than its body.
Okay. Wow. Gary, I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's real good.
That's pretty swift, but that's not the information I have.
Do we go ahead and give our, or we've got one more?
We've got one more. Let's see if we can get Orban calling from Texas.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Orban? And we've got about a minute and a half.
I'd like to try both, please.
All right. Which question would you like to answer?
I would like to try the nickname question.
We already got that. The Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Was that the Brickyard?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Somebody already got that.
That's okay. Hey, you got a question for us, Orban?
Yes, sir. There was a famous cowboy that rode a horse called Topper. I can give you four choices if you want to.
You better give us the choices.
Okay. The first one was Roy Rogers.
All right, you're breaking up.
Wait, he said Hopalong Cassidy, Roy Rogers. What's the last two?
Lone Ranger and Billy the Kid.
Okay, it wasn't Lone Ranger, and it wasn't Roy.
I think it was Hopalong Cassidy.
Yeah, let's go with Jim. Hopalong Cassidy.
You got it.
All right.
Way to go, Jim.
Good job,
Professor
Jim.
Stanley.
Man, only one today. No, maybe two today.
Good job, Jim. Orban.
Thank you, Orban. You have a great weekend, okay? All right, guys, let's go ahead. Do we have any questions remaining?
I do. I have the one of which animal has the longest tongue relative to its total size, and it's the chameleon.
The chameleon.
The chameleon.
I wondered if it might be a lizard. Immediately you think giraffe until you say the size.
Total size.
Well,
yeah.
And the anteater was a great
answer. Yes.
And by the way, just for the record, it was a pronghorn antelope.
You did get more than one.
That's right.
By the way, my wife had
a chameleon. But there's no bitterness.
No, no, you don't have any resentment. My wife had a chameleon for, a year or two. They don't last real long. But you'd put crickets in there, and it was the coolest thing. You'd watch one of those eyes spy it, and then it would just turn slowly, and that thing would all across the cage snap it up. So,
hey, what's your question? Answers.
Is that the only one
that's
you had?
That's it.
All right, guys, here, the teenage actor Kurt Russell, here's some of the other movies that Kurt Russell was in. Follow Me, Boys, Mosby's Marauders, The Horse in the Gray Flannel Suit, Barefoot Executive, Fool's Parade, Charlie and the Angels, Super Dad, and The Strongest Man in the World. A bunch of them.
Here's what I've got. What comic strip features Billy, Dolly, Jeffy, and PJ?
Family Circus.
I and Lois. Oh, that's...
Family Circus.
Family Circus.
Yeah.
Is that it?
It's it.
All right. Hey, jjjasper.com is the place to go to find out where JJ's going to be, or if you'd like to have him come to your community, your church, your crisis pregnancy center, check him out at jjjasper.com. That's all the time we have for today, folks. Ed Vitagliano, JJ Jasper, Jim Stanley. We have gladly been your hosts. You've been listening to American Family Radio, and there is more great programming directly ahead. Please stay tuned.